past seven, and let's move on to our next story. And we're going to be talking about the medal campaign, the Malaysian medal campaign that we've been talking about on the show. And the government, I can report this morning, has rejected an appeal by veterans who want to wear a medal awarded by the Malaysian government. The PJMs given for defending the country's independence in 9 years after 1957. And as we've been telling you on the air, you can wear the medal unofficially, but you're not allowed to wear it officially. And a lot of veterans of that campaign want someone somewhere to say, well, actually, you can wear it. Unfortunately, this news on Tuesday snuck in under the wires, but we're talking about it on the show today. Barry, welcome back on the show.
Good morning, Julian.
Good morning. You must be very disappointed about this.
I was very disappointed for all the British Malay Borneo veterans who did so much for Malaysia in those 9 years, and they've been rejected by eight civil servants. That's what it comes down to. The whole thing's bizarre.
And what we found frustrating is, obviously, we've been very much following this story and supporting you, is that there was no indication that Tuesday was the day they were going to discuss it at all. If anything, the indication was it would be later in the spring.
Yeah, it's quite odd, this. Last year, when they announced the first recommendation on the 31st of January, they waited many weeks before making that announcement because they had to overcome the first Australian medals to be presented and worn. So they wait until the 30th of January for that to happen, then on the 31st announced that British, unlike the Australians, would not be allowed to wear the medal. This time they actually chose, this is a Commonwealth medal offered by a Commonwealth country for Commonwealth forces fighting a war against terror to protect a Commonwealth country. They chose Commonwealth Day, the 12th of March, to announce this this decision. That was callous. I'm absolutely certain they knew what they were doing. They're not stupid. We're talking about the Foreign Office and the Cabinet Office. They know which day Commonwealth Day is. So they chose their moment.
It did strike me as bizarre to do it on that day. You think they did that on purpose?
They couldn't have done it by accident. If they did it by accident, then our honours system is in the wrong hands. They're incompetent. They're insensitive. And it's that sort of thing that's coming through all these decisions that have been going on for decades. And I just think the whole thing is bizarre.
Do you know what's also bizarre about this, Barry, is in a world where, you know, we've had people discussing Trident yesterday, we're talking about the health service and so on, why they can't just sort this out? I don't understand. But just to explain, by the way, Barry, we asked the Foreign Office for an interview. This is fascinating, this, because Marcus, who was producing the show yesterday afternoon, spent some time on this. He asked the Foreign Office for an interview. He was referred back to the Cabinet Office, so we asked them. They referred us back to the Foreign Office, who referred us back to the Cabinet Office again. We asked specifically to interview the Foreign Office Minister responsible for relations with Malaysia, Ian McCartney, but we were told he wasn't available. And basically, no one wanted to admit to being responsible for this story, which I find bizarre.
Absolutely. Their problem is, of course, that the document they've produced, it's 6 pages long, and any of our team could have produced that in an afternoon. They've taken 9 months to produce that document. And anybody who takes 9 months to try and explain a bizarre action, i.e. to say to people, yes, You can receive this medal, but no, you mustn't wear it. If it takes 9 months to try and explain that away, and in the explanation, in those 6 pages, it's actually full of myths. It's the things they've missed out, the things they've denied. It's just a document that I'd very much like to discuss in the open forum with any member of the FCO or the Cabinet Office, but I doubt very much if they will oblige, because, frankly, the document is indefensible.
Barry, let me just put another point to you. And obviously, this isn't going away, this, because, OK, they've made a decision, but as with all decisions, they can still be reversed.
Yep.
Arthur Hewitt's on the show in the next hour, and he says maybe part of the problem here is it shouldn't be a fight for the right to wear the medal, it should be a requesting permission to wear the medal. And he thinks this is because this Malaysian medal has been put on a par with bling medals, like a commemorative medal that the Royal British Legion are campaigning against. What do you say to that kind of view?
Well, I think, again, I understand what he's saying, that I think the difference between what we're actually doing, we've formally asked for permission to wear the medal. We are fighting for that right. Okay, it is an expression, fighting for the right, but we've done this quite properly, and we've done it very carefully in our language and tone. But the fact of the matter is that in our research, we discovered that in 1968, the Queen decreed that a foreign medal so that she had approved to be received by a British citizen could, by definition, by extension, the word the Cabinet Office uses, be worn.
Mm.
Now, why is it that when the Queen says, if I say you can receive it, you can wear it, to private citizens, that the civil servants decide to try and overrule her?
Good question.
The London Gazette...
That's the bit we don't understand either.
And other people are saying, well, we should be applying for the permission to wear it. That's exactly what we've been doing.
So, Arthur, what you're saying to Arthur is that when it comes to the dealings with the Cabinet Office and so on, it's been request permission, but in terms of publicity out there with the public, Fight for the Right actually has more resonance with members of the public.
Oh,
they understand that, yeah?
Absolutely. Okay. I think the Cabinet Office and the Foreign Office understand, too, that... their problem, they will latch on to anything in order to promote their own case. And I think the fundamental issue here is that it's not the wording, it is the fact that they see the PJM as a substandard medal. They said so in that document. They have said this medal doesn't come up to our standard criteria. To be worn with other medals that do.
Barry, we're going to have to leave it there because I'm right out of time for the moment, but we're getting more response on this through the show as ever, and you and I will talk again, I know, about this. So thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning.
Very good, Julian. Yeah. Bye.
Barry Fleming, one of the first, received that medal, and we continue to ask you the question, if the Malaysian government had given those veterans from the 50s and 60s a medal, why can't they wear it officially at ceremonies in the UK? This is purely just some kind of procedural thing, isn't it? But these guys, these civil servants, on Tuesday, Commonwealth Day, interestingly, had a meeting and decided that they can't wear the medal. You know, we've been talking about that on the air for the last couple of months. Barry, thank you very much for joining us. If you want to get involved and tell us what you think, you know the email, julianclegg@bbc.co.uk.